Hachette Audio presents Just Jerry, How Drawing Shaped My Life. Written by Jerry Pinkney. Read by his son, Scott Pinkney, with an introduction read by Gloria Pinkney.
Note: Jerry Pinkney, the author and illustrator of this work, passed away on October 20, 2021. While his work on this text was nearly finished at the time, after well over a decade of writing and rewriting, only sketches for the final artwork had been completed. Jerry had envisioned the published book to contain more than 100 detailed graphite drawings. Between chapters, he planned wordless visual sequences with several panels per page in the spirit of a graphic novel, each section of drawings setting the stage for the next story he was about to share. In addition, select standalone images were to be placed within and at the end of each chapter. It was an ambitious goal, and one that he would have accomplished with his typical precision and astonishing energy. The project was a labor of love for him, and in collaboration with me, Gloria Jean Pinkney, his wife and creative partner of more than 61 years, he was able to tackle the challenge of bringing his story to life, even as he created many classic picture books, mentored a new generation of artists, inspired children at school visits, and helped raise our cherished family, many of whom have successful careers in the creative arts. It is fortunate that Jerry was an exemplary draftsman who always had a sketchbook close at hand from the earliest age, for many of his rough drawings alone are accomplished enough to carry the weight of his personal story and compellingly bring to life the internal and external worlds of a boy who passionately loved to draw. Listeners can find these drawings in the PDF that accompanies this audiobook. This PDF has been visually composed in a way that differs from Jerry's intention, but hopefully still captures his goal. During a decade of talking about and working on this project, Jerry made it clear that his goal was to believably bring readers and listeners into the world in which he grew up, on an all-black block in Philadelphia called East Earl.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?